This is NPR.
Thanks, Bill. Good morning, everyone. We'll start with some big business news today involving two big names. Microsoft has made an unsolicited bid to buy Yahoo. Microsoft is offering $44.6 billion for the internet portal. The announcement comes just a few days after Yahoo's CEO announced that the company would cut about 1,000 jobs. Yahoo issued a statement saying its board will evaluate the proposal carefully and promptly and do what's in the long-term best interest for Yahoo shareholders. We'll have more on what's going on with Yahoo coming up in the show. To international headlines now, two devastating suicide bomb attacks in Baghdad today have killed at least 64 people, wounding dozens more. Reports say both attacks were carried out by women. Here's NPR's Graham Smith in Baghdad.
This morning, people taking advantage of the Friday holy day crowded into the central pet market here. Police say that among them was a woman wearing a full body covering that's common here. Underneath her black abaya, an explosive vest. She detonated the bomb at 10:30 local time. Dozens are already known to be dead. At exactly the same time, in another pet market just a mile away, a woman carrying a box of birds blew up the bomb she had hidden in the box. Again, the market was crowded and the devastation was horrific. There are few police women here, and because of cultural restrictions, women are seldom searched, even at secured areas.
NPR's Graham Smith in Baghdad. One of al-Qaeda's top commanders has been killed in Afghanistan. Abu Layth al-Libi's death was first reported on a website used by Islamist groups. Reports say he was killed in a U.S. missile strike in the northern border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan earlier this week. The U.S. says al-Libi was likely behind a February 2007 bombing at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. It happened during a visit by Vice President Dick Cheney. The attack killed 23 people. But Cheney was unhurt. The al-Qaeda commander's death was reported at a time of growing pessimism over the U.S.-led campaign against the resurgent Taliban in Afghanistan. Earlier this week, an independent study warned that Afghanistan risks becoming a failed state because of waning international support and the growing Taliban insurgency. Online retail giant Amazon.com has struck a deal to give customers more books on tape. Amazon announced yesterday that the company has partnered up with audiobooks provider Audible Incorporated for about $300 million. It's part of Amazon's larger effort to compete with Apple's iTunes. The deal comes one day after Amazon reported strong fourth quarter profit growth and a 42% rise in revenue. Fourth quarter reports weren't so rosy in Google world, though. Despite a big 51% jump in revenue, analysts on Wall Street say the search engine didn't do nearly as well as expected, and investors sold off Google shares after hours, driving the price down about 7%. Google has lost 29% of its value in less than 3 months. That is the news. It is always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel.